Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As Chicago brings us back, welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Newman. Finance.yahoo.com is where you find him at work. If you want to find out more about him and all the things that he does individually, it's rickjnewman.com. His book is called Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success. And we're talking about a lot of different topics today. Rick, one of the things we're going to talk about in this segment is a piece that you wrote for Yahoo Finance on why the White House is wooing millennials, the 18 to 34s, right?
Yep. That's right.
Well, why are they doing that?
Well, everybody's wooing the millennials for starters because I guess nobody else has any money to spend or votes to cast that aren't accounted for yet. So the millennials are in play right now. But Obama, the White House...
Hey, Rick, we got to stick one thing in there. There are about 80 million of them.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the other
reason. Here's another thing about them. If anybody's going to save America, it has to be these guys because it's going to end up paying the debts that have been racked up by the prior two or three generations. But anyway, the White House put out a paper called 15 Economic Facts About Millennials, and their message basically was, we care about millennials.
Right.
And they talked about problems such as excessive student debt, difficulty getting jobs, and those are legitimate problems. But, I'm sure the timing of this is no coincidence. We've got a midterm election coming up. The Democrats are on the ropes. Younger people, if they vote, do tend to vote Democratic. So I think the White House is saying, hey, we care about you guys, just in case you're thinking of voting in November, vote for a Democrat.
I always love what Churchill is alleged to have said. When you're 20, if you're not a liberal, you don't have a heart. And when you're 40, if you're not a conservative, you don't have a brain. I love
right.
that. So yeah, it makes sense. You're more idealistic, and when you're younger, I was. And so, but here's the question: of those 15 things that they're on their list, how many of those actually point out the way that the Obama administration has basically not helped the millennial generation?
Well, you can guess the answer to that.
That's
zero.
That's a big fat goose egg, right? Because
yeah.
Because you know what? If you've got a good job in a thriving economy, and you can make payments on education bill, can't you?
Sure. And the millennials, this is a problem for all of us. I think we go overboard when we think about problems that just affect a generation. I mean, my mom's Medicare affects me.
Right.
And, Social Security affects not just the people who get it, but their kids and their grandkids and so on. So, the millennials are having a tough time. There's no doubt about it. They're graduating into a very weak job market. They happen to have gone to college at a time when college tuition has been going up by a lot. Many states, probably most of them, have been cutting the funding they've given to public universities. And then they're taking on debt, and they're graduating and finding there's no job that will allow them to pay off that debt. So this is a big problem. They're putting off all the big decisions, home purchases, car purchases, getting married, starting families.
That's exactly
all
right.
All things that
it's,
really
it's
drive
become,
the economy are starting later for them.
These, all the things you're talking about, these are societal things. These are creating shifts in the pace of society, aren't they?
Yes, they are, and it gets back to what I think is just a primal question about Washington and the economy, which is how much can Washington even do about problems like this? I mean,
yeah.
Here's
what they do, Rick. They get out of the way.
That's true.
It really bugs me when I hear people say, and I've heard smart people on both sides of the aisle use this term, and I hate it when they do it. They say, the president should be running the economy. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. The president doesn't run the economy. I run the economy. Rick, you run the economy. He doesn't run the economy. He can only hurt the economy.
The leadership runs the economy in China. That doesn't work here so much.
That's right.
There's some fair questions here. I mean, when it comes to small businesses or any businesses, for instance, yes, the government should get out of the way. They should dial back on regulations, especially the overlapping ones. But it's not clear that sort of thing applies to younger people. I mean, there's some legitimate problems. Mm-hmm. They don't know where the jobs are, for example. It's hard to know where to go. Sometimes it's hard to know what field to get into.
Right.
I mean, it's a huge country, and we don't have the best sort of market matching.
But Rick, the thing is they come out of college with skills that the businesses need, regardless of what industry they're in.
Well, let some of them do.
Well, I hire them. And they do, but I think the lack of a robust economy I lay at the feet of President Obama, and I think the millennials should too.
Well, then they can express it when they vote in a couple of days.
We'll know in less than a week, won't we?
We sure will. Yeah.
Hey, Rick, good job today. Thanks for being here. Keep up the good work.
Thanks as always, Jim.
Yeah. See you, Rick Newman, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Rick joined us. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.